This evening I'd like to preach about two parts of God's kingdom. The one is the discipline of God and the discipline of ourselves, and the second is to good news to all the nations. First, if you think of what we listened to, the second reading in Hebrews, how God does discipline us in the ways that we may be challenged in our life, the crosses we have to carry, the ways that we are urged as a coach to help us learn, to know of and learn what is in our spiritual journey, what is our vices, what are the things that we're attracted to, that we want to be disattached to, so we can follow His mission for each of us. And the same with us. To know the discipline of ourselves, especially whether it's a perfect day, a brutal day, a medium day. And I loved what the writer wrote in Hebrews about what Jesus is basically saying. So strengthen your drooping hands and your weak knees. Make straight paths for your feet. The word is lame and not be disjointed, but healed. Two thoughts there, quickly. I mentioned earlier about how sometimes we're having a wonderful day. Sometimes we lose Jesus. Or in my own life, sometimes I might actually forget about Jesus in my favorite parts of my life. I'm not like, I don't know, fishing or taking for a run. I am distracted with music or just my own thoughts. That's normal with our minds, which are crazy. But even when we're doing the best experiences we have, we need to continually to grow in those habits, remembering that God is our Father. And on the other side, when we're on the opposite spectrum, when we're ill, when we're sick, when we're finding something difficult in our lives, we might kind of focus into ourselves. And that's a point where we might not be thinking about anybody else except ourselves. And how important it is at that moment to stand up, just go forward, and to look at someone else than yourself. That's where some of our most powerful prayers is redemptive suffering. So if you're having a tough time, use that for somebody else. Not only helps you, but the person that needs it more than you. And then we have the Psalm from 117. It was the quickest psalm in the whole scriptures. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify Him, all you peoples. For steadfast is His kindness toward us, and the fidelity of the Lord endures forever. God has a mission again for you, for His kingdom. And that kingdom is not just our church, or us in St. Columban, or our diocese, or our country, but it's around the world. And we need to do that, to do it first with that discipline from Him, and ourselves, so that we can do the best we can be for our Father to do His mission. Again, as Isaiah said, I know that their works and their thoughts, as God knows, of my and your works and thoughts. And I come to gather nations of every language. They shall come and see my glory. Our Father knows what we're thinking. He knows what we're doing. He knows what we should be doing. And I hope that it gives us things to pause with at Mass this weekend, this week, to continue with that conversation with our Savior and our Mother, that we can pause and know, how am I acting the way God wants me to? How am I serving Him the way He's calling me to? How is He disciplining me? Because God knows more than we can ever imagine, or how much gloriousness and happiness we can do when we're following what He's calling us to do.